all of our kids survived. I was really afraid to talk about this until they got home. I was like, is this a good idea?
Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Beth Key, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Jeff and Jeremy here, 5-Minute Fatherhood. We got a fun topic for today, and that is Jeremy going a little bit behind the scenes. I don't know if you guys follow us on Instagram or if you saw, but the family or sibling, not family actually, the sibling road trip they did where Jeremy and April sent off Kelsey and the rest of the kids to basically have a road trip all to themselves. What's cool is not only was the road trip itself awesome, but then kind of Jeremy, tell them about how they connected the dots of where they stopped, which I think gave it an extra layer of meaning and community and coolness with your guys' friends in the past. But yeah, what'd you learn or what was it? And kind of talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah, so yeah, in the home room, we got the question, people want a little more behind the scenes information about what that was all about. They started seeing that on Instagram. So this was all April's idea, by the way. Shout out to April, even though she doesn't listen to this very often. I talked to her today and she's like, I said, I'm going to go record some 5-Minute Fatherhoods. And she said, how many, and I said, we've done over 100 now. She's like, oh my gosh, I've only listened to two or three. So I'm like, well, you got a lot of work to do. So
I know, we should have done a 100th episode party.
I know, we should have. So anyway, April, whenever you get to this this episode, you're
awesome. In 2024.
But one of the things throughout the entire time raising our kids, my wife has had a huge vision for sibling relationships. And her parents really did a great job of lifting the value of this is your brother, this is your sister, like you're going to be friends for life, like love each other and, really fighting for those relationships. And, our kids are older now, 19 down to 10, we have 5 kids. And so April cooked up this idea of just sending our kids off in our van to drive to Washington, D.C., and then up the East Coast to Northern Maine, and then back down through Niagara Falls. And then this was about a 10-day road trip. And so and what they were doing was they were hanging out with friends of ours that we've been friends with for over 20 years. So we have a bunch of different families that we're close with and have been close with for a very long time. And so they're amazing families. Each of them really love our family, love our kids. And so they were able just to experience all these different family cultures, all this amazing hospitality while trying to figure out like how do they get along for 10 days without mom and dad in the car. So it was awesome. And just a few of the logistical details, Kelsey planned all the logistics. She did all the emailing, calling, figuring out where to be at different times and all of that. We decided kind of at the last week to make Jackson sort of the official leader, really for training purposes. We felt like he really needed that ability with 4 sisters. He was starting to tell me, hey, Dad, I'm not really looking forward to this trip. Like, I feel like I'm going to be over-mothered. And I was like, oh, you know what would be probably a win-win is if you stepped up into leadership. And so he did an amazing job leading the family, leading his sisters, and really figuring out how to do that whole trip. So they came back. The cars in one piece, all of our kids survived. I was really afraid to talk about this until they got home. I was like, is this a good idea? I don't know if I could, recommend it, but it was awesome. I think our kids did great. And I just was debriefing the whole experience with Kyra, our 10-year-old, our youngest. And I kept on asking her like, what was the worst part? Was it hard? Was there any, and she can't remember anything bad at this point. She's just like, it was amazing. I loved it. So that's good news. It was a really good time.
That's awesome. There's nothing I would add just because it's fun to hear that. But I will add the one anecdote of I think, we were on the phone in the middle of them going on the road trip. And I think there was more trepidation, I think, than I assumed, than I thought. I think I was like, how's it going? You're like, well, I think it's going. I think you were waiting to until they got home to be like, okay, it was a success. It was awesome. It was killer. But no, I think that's an amazing, amazing idea. I think that's so huge. And it starts young, like even with what you said with April's parents of like, siblings are for life even more than friendships. You have to realize that, right? And so statistically, why would you not invest more in the ones that will be hopefully 100 years long, not just seasonal, which usually friendships are, even if they're for a long period of time, a season for 10 years, season for 20 years even. So I love that, and I think that's huge. Hey guys, one of our favorite places to hang out on is the Family Team's Instagram. That is where you will find tips, quotes,
tricks, and a bunch of other conversational things to help you build your family team on mission. If you're on Instagram and you want to get encouragement as you do this and build your family team, just head over to Instagram and follow us at Family Teams.